The World Health Organization says it's unlikely that a safe, effective vaccine against COVID-19 will be available for widespread use before the middle of next year. And health officials are urging people to lower their expectations. They say the development of a safe, effective vaccine takes time and cannot be rushed. As it is, the World Health Organization reports remarkable progress is being made towards this end and notes that at least 6 to 9 candidate vaccines have begun phase 3 clinical trials. WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris says many thousands of people participate in these carefully crafted trials. She adds that a vaccine must be proven to be safe and seen to provide protection against the coronavirus in at least 50% of subjects before it can be approved for public use. Hundreds of people showed up in the center of Rome, Italy, to demonstrate against the Italian government's measures to counter the spread of COVID-19. Italy's known death toll stands at more than 35,500. The day's new cases of COVID-19 dipped slightly from the previous 24-hour period, but so did the number of swab tests performed to detect the virus. The nation's overall rate of transmission of the virus by infected persons has also been creeping upwards. South Korea Sunday reported the smallest rise in coronavirus infections in 3 weeks, remaining under 200 for a fourth consecutive day as tighter restrictions cap a second wave. The Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported 167 cases of the new coronavirus for the 24 hours through midnight Saturday, down from 168 the previous day. That brings the country's total infections within that same period to more than 21,000, with 334 COVID-19 deaths. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com.